I know that, Roland said. And although his tone did not change very much, each member of his quartet knew it was a good thing this palaver was almost over. Roland had reached the rim of his patience. Keep him quiet even if he's well and feeling fine. We won't need him for what I have in mind, and thanks to the weapons you've left us.
They're good weapons, Ted agreed. But are they good enough to wipe out 60 men, Kantoi and Tahin?
Will the two of you stand with us once the fight begins? Roland asked.
With the greatest pleasure, Dinky said, baring his teeth in a remarkably nasty grin.
Yes, Ted said, and it might be that I have another weapon. Did you listen to the tapes I left you?
Yes,
Jake replied.
So you know the story about the guy who stole my wallet?
This time they all nodded.
What about that young woman? Susanna asked. One tough cookie, you said. What about Tanya and her boyfriend? Or her husband, if that's what he is.
Ted and Dinky exchanged a brief, doubtful look, then shook their heads simultaneously.
Once, maybe, Ted said. Not now. Now she's married. All she wants to do is cuddle with her fella.
And break, Dinky added.
But don't they understand?
She found she couldn't finish. She was haunted not so much by the remnants of her own dream as by Shimi's.
Now you scar me with nails, the dream boy had told Shimi. The dream boy who had once been fair.
They don't want to understand, Ted told her kindly.
He caught a glimpse of Eddie's dark face and shook his head.
But I won't let you hate them for it. We may have to kill some of them, but I won't let you hate them. They did not put understanding away from them out of greed or fear, but from despair.
And because to break is divine, Dinky said.
He was also looking at Eddie.
The way the half an hour after you shoot up can be divine.